This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paula McIntyre is back in studio.
Something's cooking in the kitchen.
What about that? You never heard that Anna? Before?
What?
Play on music and all now.
No, I know that used to be. Do you remember Claire Connery? That was her thing.
It was not.
It was?
Do you know who sang it?
Dana.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Dana.
I
Something's
do,
Cooking
know.
In
uh-huh.
the Kitchen from 150 years
song.
Ago, isn't it?
Hi.
So you're very welcome back. It's
Thank
great to
you.
Have you in the studio.
Yeah,
shouting at each other
here.
Across the studio.
Hello.
Like the olden days. So you're making, you're up at the crack of dawn.
Up at the crack of dawn.
Making these tagelli.
Tagelli. So that really, like, it's a... Well, I thought, you know, because we're doing the cheese, you know, I do a cheese sandwich. You know, essentially this is a sandwich.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's just, but a bun. So a tagelli is like, I suppose it's the Italian equivalent of an English muffin. So you just strong flour, bit of salt, bit of yeast, mix it around, make a well in the middle, bit of olive oil, some lukewarm milk. So that you can put your pinky into, and then a bit of water. Just bring it all together and knead it. If you've got a mixer with a dough hook, stick that on and forget about it for 5 minutes. Put it in to a lightly oiled bowl, cover it, and then leave that for an hour. And then bring it out, roll it out, or, you know, pat it out, John, and cut it into, like, whatever size. I cut it out into these wee...
So, like, the size of a glass, or if you turned your cup
That's
upside
it.
Down, kind
your
of
cup,
thing.
You're a pint pot. Stick it upside down if you don't have a cutter. And then put them onto a tray lined with parchment paper, with a wee bit of, you know, a nice dust and a flour on it. And then cover it with tea towel and leave it for at least another hour. So I left it from about 8:30 this morning to now. So in the car.
Right.
And they all kind of, whatever way I was driving, they all went into one at one stage. Stopped to get petrol and I had to separate them, but I washed my hands.
Right.
So
there's going to be bits of antifreeze and whatever else.
Bits of pieces from the back
half
of the car.
Half a Toro and whatever it is.
And then just a dry pan. So a nice low heat. Sort of the same as you...
All right, so you don't do them in the oven then?
No, these are in a pie. I wouldn't do them in the oven because you want to get that nice scorch the
underneath.
Way you get with it. Look, like that. So that's because you could put them in the oven, but then they'll just rise up. Whereas if you put them in directly on the heat, you're going to get them that nice shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's about 4 to 5 minutes each side. And then I stacked them a wee bit just to make sure they're cooked. And then you're left with, here's some.
Look at that. I mean, they kind of look like...
When they tap.
Round soda farls.
That's it. But there's yeast in them. So they are... It's just, look.
And is it fancy flour?
No, it's just strong.
Right.
Red flour. Nothing fancy, John. And the thing about it is, you know, that all around the world, they're griddle breads, aren't they? You know,
yeah.
to a Mexican tortilla, to, you know, to our soda farls and across Italy and Spain. And then you go into Georgia and it's, you know, into, you know, Ukraine, and they have these flatbreads. So everybody has flatbreads in Asia. So it's just an Italian one. But it's like an English muffin, mm-hmm. same thing. Or, you know, so it's...
So couple of minutes each side.
Uh-huh. About 4 minutes until really you know, it's like you can sort of hear that nice tap on it.
Yeah.
And I know the same way as I do with a soda. You don't have to do this, but I sort of stack them, you know, when they sit
I
like
saw
that.
You doing that. So
just
you stack
do
them
that,
all up on their side
sort of
just to make sure
through.
That...
Yeah, cook them yeah. through. So anyway, John, you can put whatever you want into these. But because Clara's here and her cheesy connection, so we're going to do a bit blue cheese, cashew blue cheese. We've got some grilled chicken. Now, the chicken, just use chicken thighs and just brush them with a bit of oil into a pan, you know, nice, you know, those wee grill pans, just to get a sear on it. And then mixed oil up with some, you know, finely grated garlic, nice chopped rosemary. Brush that all over it and then into the oven to finish off. So that's our chicken. Could use chicken breast, but I like thighs. Mm-hmm. Great.
And they're cheaper as well.
Yeah. I saw this recipe that somebody was doing, and in Spain they do a quick dressing. It's just a mixture of sour cream and olive oil.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So what I've got in here, I've got the blue cheese. So a nice bit of sour cream. Good thick sour cream. And then a bit of salt.
I've heard of sour cream and mayonnaise, but not sour cream and...
Yeah, no, this is one that I came across recently, and it works really well because it sort of brings it all together. Nice bit of olive oil. And this is where you do use your good olive oil.
Uh-huh.
So this is a Sicilian olive oil.
So olive oil in with the sour
cream. Just
splashing
the good stuff out
for you,
Clara.
Wee bit of salt. It's well seen you're here, Clara Tracy.
Honestly, that would have been the supermarket. No, wouldn't. I would never do that. Yeah.
Cheese superstar.
Yeah. So I just mix that around, just so I've got the blue cheese kind of crumbled in at the bottom there.
Oh,
now,
listen
not too.
To that.
I did put a wee bit of salt into it, but not too much because the cheese is salted.
Maybe get that covered, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what you.
Because the blue of the cheese gives you that wee saltiness.
But we do try to make sure that it's not too salty, because I can tell you, if you go to France with salty cheese, they will not be long telling you.
Really?
Ah, c'est trop salé.
I thought they would have been.
No, they don't like it. They like it to be nice and balanced. They do, obviously, you know, with the blue cheese, it's going to be a little bit salty.
Yeah.
But they love our sheep's milk, Crozier Blue, which is quite sweet.
It's good.
It is.
That's beautiful.
It is very good.
I never knew that about that. I thought, well, then... They do that silly thing where they give you they don't salt their butter and then they put the salt on top of it.
Just put it in the butter.
Put it in. It's good salted butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bretons, they'd be kind of close to us anyway.
Yeah.
They can do good butter.
They do the proper stuff, yeah. They're Celts, you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's that now?
That's a wee bit of apple.
Oh.
So blue cheese and apple, lovely together, mm-hmm. but I've tossed it in a bit of vinegar. And then you're going to get a nice crunch with that.
Do you want to play the recorded version of my song? I'll tell you. And then I can eat.
While we eat all this?
I don't know.
You can eat
a 12-inch version.
We'll
sit here and fill ourselves with these.
Some
to jelly.
Toasted walnuts, John.
Toasted walnuts
just
into this
the
mix.
Pan, fry them up.
This is the most fabulous sandwich.
Aye, exactly.
I know a sandwich.
I think I've ever had.
But I mean, you see the thing about this here, I think I've done these before, and the thing about it is they're you know, everybody likes a fresh bread, but you don't have to wait too long.
Yeah.
Mm. I know you've got the whole
to leave it proof and stuff.
But you know, it's ready in like what, 8 minutes really, even less. So
uh-huh.
And you just get that lovely thick. So I just split one of these open here. And
It's the size of a wee small burger.
It is.
For anybody listening at home.
That's right.
And then your grilled chicken goes in.
A bit of grilled chicken, yeah.
So you don't need any kind of, you don't need any dressing on that then? That's your...
No.
You've got your salad and your grilled chicken.
Everything's here. This whole thing here is with the cheese and the walnuts and everything. And you want to get a good bit of like everything in it, John.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.